Time for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let's switch over and talk perch, if you don't mind. Are they catching perch in the same areas they normally do, around Butler's Island, Kipling, that type of thing?
I know there's an awful lot of shacks in real close to shore there, and typically that's all that they fish for there is perch. I can't say I've actually talked to somebody that said that they've been fishing for them right there, but yeah, typically that's the only thing you're going to catch in that 8 to 15-foot of water and closer to shore there. Otherwise, most of the perch reports we've been getting, again, mostly all north of Gladstone, not too many south of Gladstone, but been getting some good reports in, like, around the Third Reef area. Generally 15 to 25 feet of water. It's been a mixture of wigglers or small minnows. And actually, a lot of the walleye fishermen that were fishing with the suckers on the tip-ups have been catching some really big perch, some, you know, 14, 15-inch perch. They'll take a 4 or 5-inch sucker without too much problem.
Right, yeah. That's a big perch, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you finding anybody catching perch that really was fishing a dead stick or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. It runs the whole gamut. You know, you have guys that are fishing just a plain hook and a split shot under a bobber. You'll have other guys that are fishing like Haley jigs and small Swedish pimples with a minnow head or a wiggler hanging off of it. A small jigging rapala if the current's not too strong. It's a little bit of everything. There isn't a real standout way to catch any perch right now.
Okay. Are you going through a lot of wigglers?
Still going through lots of wigglers, yeah.
Wigglers and medium fathead, or excuse me, medium sucker minnows, huh?
Well, more the, like the 1 and 2 inch emerald shiners, and then the wigglers. You know, for the guys that are really targeting the perch.
Okay.
The walleye fishermen are the ones that are incidentally catching bigger perch on the sucker minnows.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anything else you want to throw in?
I'd say just get out and enjoy the weekend if you can. This is going to be kind of our last hurrah here for the ice fishing on the bay. After this weekend, it's looking like it's going to warm right up, and I think that shoreline ice is going to get ate up pretty quick before the end of the season next weekend. So
good tip. It's
not going to get any nicer than this to be out on the ice.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle, thank you for your valuable time on a busy Friday afternoon.
All right, no problem.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.